The State Department today cut off the military computer network that it uses to send diplomatic cables. It's the Secret Internet Protocol Router Network, known as CIPRNet, and it was the network the WikiLeaks documents were leaked from. The World's Clark Boyd tells us how the network came about and why it may have to be changed.
CIPRNet functions just like the Internet. You can browse websites, send and receive emails, and so on. But it uses its own dedicated and encrypted lines, according to the Pentagon. CIPRNet first came online in 1994. It was meant to be mainly a military system for command and control. And then the September 11th attacks happened.
There was a call by everybody, particularly Congress, and a demand that there was going to have to be more sharing of information.
Catherine Lotriante is Associate Director of the Institute for Law, Science, and Global Security at Georgetown University.
That call was based upon conclusions from the investigators in Congress that if we had had more information sharing, we may have been better at foreseeing attacks such as 9/11.
And so access to CIPRNet was opened up in the hopes of producing better intelligence. It's thought that up to 3 million people might have the clearance to access CIPRNet. More than 250 embassies now have access, which is why there were so many diplomatic cables on the system. Michael Tanji is a former supervisory intelligence officer at the Defense Intelligence Agency. He says increased access to CIPRNet has been mostly a good thing.
The more good, valuable information you have, the better your decision-making process. But the flip side of that coin is, as we see with recent events, the more information you put out, the less control you have over it, the greater the possibility that someone can misuse that.
Yesterday, a State Department spokesman said someone within the United States government had access to this information, downloaded it, and provided it to parties outside the United States. The spokesman wouldn't confirm if he was talking about Private Bradley Manning. Manning claimed to have downloaded the cables, along with tens of thousands of other sensitive documents, from a CIPRNet machine in Iraq, where he was stationed. In an online chat with a former U.S. hacker, Manning said he then sent the information on to WikiLeaks. The hacker later turned Manning into authorities. He's currently under arrest in a U.S. detention facility. What's striking about reading the online chat is how easy it was, according to Manning, to access these files. He took a blank, writable disk, stuck it into the computer that had CIPRNet access, downloaded the information, and walked out with the disk falsely labeled as a Lady Gaga CD. James Lewis is a senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and International Studies in Washington. He wonders why there weren't better safeguards.
If somebody's downloading 250,000 files, you can set up your network so it alerts you. Why didn't we have those alerts in place?
The problem is that those who want to protect valuable information have to choose between keeping that information secure and sharing it with those who might need to know. Finding the right balance may take time. Former intelligence officer Michael Tanji is worried that officials will abandon the CIPRNet system. He says it's been a huge help in the past, giving government agencies access to other viewpoints and methods, and of course, allowing them to share information.
Situations like this don't help that. You know, you start locking things down, now you don't know who are working on issues. You go back to working in a bubble, and that really doesn't help anyone.
The Obama administration says it's looking at ways to quickly improve computer security in the wake of this latest document leak. The White House's Office of Management and Budget has ordered federal agencies to ensure that users don't have broader access than is necessary to do their jobs effectively. There must also be limits, the memo said, on what types of removable media, USB sticks and CD-ROMs, can be used on classified computer networks. For The World, this is Clark Boyd.